Welcome back, and welcome to chapter 8, which is the really, really important question is, what are you going to do? And the emphasis is very much there on the you. It's important that once you've got a goal, you've got a change planned, regardless of whether what environment that's in, it's important that you put a plan together, because otherwise it's not going to happen. It's unlikely to happen, at least. Hello, and welcome back. Welcome to chapter 8. So chapter 8 is about what are you going to do? Or more importantly, what are you going to do? Because this is all about the actions that you're going to take to achieve this change that you set yourself. There are other people involved in it, and some of those changes are going to involve other people doing things for you or the other things happening outside of your environment. But this is about you and your plan, and what steps are you going to take to get you from where you are now to where you want to be? And there's a very kind of straightforward way of doing this that works really well with the way that people operate. And that is, first of all, brainstorm all of the steps that you need to take. Imagine, in fact, that you've achieved it. Or what steps did you take to get you to that point? So it's a thought experiment that just imagines that you've done it. Because if you look at the bottom of a mountain and you look up, what you see are all the steps you have to take. And they can be quite daunting. And you tend to get focused on the first step. And what does this stile look like? And how do I get over here? And what's the next thing I need to do? Whereas when you're at the top of a mountain and you look down, you can see all the things that you've achieved. You see the route that you've taken and all the steps that you took to get there. And that feeling is a lot more powerful and a lot more excited and a lot more motivating than the feeling you get at the bottom of the mountain looking up at the top. So imagine that you've achieved this goal. Imagine that you're looking back over all of the steps that you took to get to the top of that mountain and brainstorm them all. So I always say, write them down on a sheet of paper, each one, separate one on a different piece of paper, and just go through the process. And if you hear yourself saying, oh yeah, but I'm not sure we'd be able to do that, ignore it, because you've done it. You've achieved the change. So imagine you've achieved it. Write down all of the things that you had to do. Then what you can do is put them in a line on the floor in a kind of critical path. So what did you have to do before you did the next one and before you did the next one? So, you know, got a new job, let's say, is a step. But before you got a new job, you had another step, which was research the marketing jobs in Cornwall or whatever it is that you're looking for. And once you've put all of those down on the floor, then you've got a critical path. You've got the steps that you need to take to get there. And when you've done that, put it in your book. So you can write them down as steps. You can put squares. You can put post-its in there as steps. You can take a photo of all the paper on the floor. It doesn't matter how you go about it, but capture all of those steps in order from where you are now to where you want to be when you've achieved the change. And it's good to take that into the big picture, because then you're moving around, you're allowing your unconscious to be much more creative than if you're just trying to write it down as a list. So be creative, brainstorm all of those steps, put them down on the floor in a critical path. There might be some parallel activities, so two lines that have to take place at the same time, and that's fine, or three, it doesn't matter, because this is your plan and your steps and your goal. So once you put them all down, write them all down in the book, and then I'll see you in chapter 9. So good luck. Oh, and have fun. That's important as well.